Randy?
Yeah, I'm ready. Who's this? Randy?
No, this is Jim Sakeem. How are you doing?
Oh, Jim! My man, how you doing?
Gentlemen, we're live. So just sit down.
Huh? How's Joey?
Tight, we're streaming, we're live.
Morning, this is Jim Nielsen.
Yeah, Vernon Boozer, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Please mute your phones. This is Chairman Mariner. Please mute your phones. We'll get started in a couple of minutes with a roll call.
Okay, I'll just stay right here.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Commissioner Hatch, are you on? Commissioner Boozer? Commissioner Doge?
I'm here.
Commissioner Fager?
Present.
Commissioner Stakem?
Present.
Commissioner Williams?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Question, hey, Boozer, you didn't call me.
I did, but
Boozer.
You never heard me.
All right.
We got you, Vernon. We got you.
Okay.
We're only missing Bert. So we'll call the meeting to order. We'll start with the approval of the agenda. May I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Seconded?
Second, Commissioner Stakem.
Okay, all in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Aye.
Commissioner Doge?
Yes.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Again, I apologize to our audience that we have to do this every time we're not in person. It's a little painful, but this happens to be just the way it is. Next up on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the open session of October 22nd. Anyone care to make a comment, correction, alteration? Hearing none, may I get a motion for approval, please?
Doge, so moved.
Second?
Commissioner Fager, second.
Thank you. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Yes.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. The minutes are approved. We'll move on to the consent agenda. The first item is the new instant ticket games. Number 519, a $2 bonus cash. Number 520, a $3 bonus crossword third edition. Number 521, $5 double your money. 522, $10 cash. And 523, a $30 VIP club. Number two is the EGD games and component testing, certified lab software, hardware, and game certifications, BLTs, table game components, and instant bingo machines for the period of 10/8/20 to 11/5/20. Number three are the consent agreements, the regulatory violations of Hollywood Casino, August of 2020, Horseshoe Casino, January and February of 2020, Live Casino, August of 2020, and Rocky Gap, October and December of 2019 and September of 2020. Number four, consent agreements, underage violations. Rocky Gap Casino, case number 2020-04-001. Number five are the gaming license application denials and revocations. Number six are the staff reports of Jim Nielsen, Deputy Director, Chief Operating Officer, John Martin, Managing Director, Chief Revenue Officer, Paul Yocum, Managing Director, Acting Chief Financial Officer, Carol Gentry, Managing Director, Communications, James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance, and Holly Sitko, Acting Principal Counsel of the Attorney General's Office. So can I get a motion just first? Does anyone care to take any item off of the consent agenda? For discussion, for review. Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval?
Doge, so moved.
Stakem, second.
Great, we have a motion made and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. We'll move on now to the operator reports. We'll start with Hollywood Casino, Matt High School, please.
Good morning. So I may never get to say this in my career again, so I'm going to enjoy it. Our October revenues were up nearly 20% year over year. So slots was up 17%. Slot volumes were up 14%. Tables are up 31%. So tables volumes were up as well, about 8%. And we obviously held well with that too. And it was our best Table Games Month in 4 years. In general, I'm incredibly proud of the team here for the work they've done to provide a safe experience where customers clearly feel comfortable coming out, at least on a year-over-year basis, and certainly proud of our marketing team. We made some significant database changes in the last few months that we really think are coming to fruition, and it's been exciting to see. In November, the numbers aren't quite as eye-popping so far, but still looking like solid growth in slots and in tables, so certainly hope this keeps up. Like all the other operators, I'm sure we'll mention, we are reacting to the recent executive order from this week. As of tomorrow, our restaurant Green Turtle will shut down overnight, as will our quick serve Green Turtle Express, and our casino bar, the one bar that we have on the casino, Sunset Bar, will also shut down overnight to make sure that we're in compliance. Finally, there has been a lot of planning around how to have a fun and safe New Year's Eve event. Unfortunately, we have to throw out a good chunk of that work under the assumption that we can't use our restaurant that evening past 10 p.m. So an already challenging planning process has become even more so, but we are working through contingency plans on that and still look forward to creating a safe and fun environment to officially bid goodbye to 2020. That's all I have. I can take any questions.
Well, thank you, Matt. Those are great numbers. We appreciate that. We'll go to Ocean Downs with Bobby Jones, please.
Good morning. Our overall revenue was up, gaming revenue 4.2% year over year. Slots was up 8.7%, both on volume and hold driven. Tables was down, 27% almost, but the hold was only down 10. This year we've got a little more of a normalized hold, so for November as well, we were seeing a very soft November. We obviously blame a little bit of it on the peak in COVID as well as the election, and we're hoping that holidays for, you know, Black Friday and so forth turn it around, as we have some touchless social distancing promotions that we think are going to help. We are also excited that we've had a food drive for the local diaconia that handles the Eastern Shore. And so we've got right now almost 3,000 cans, and we haven't gotten our count from last night. But hopefully that will continue to provide food for families in this area. And we will be doing our box dinners this year, usually for Diaconia. For those people, we do a buffet-style dinner, but this year we're going to box it and serve it that way. And then we have our Holiday Wishes campaign as well that we're going to kick off in December to grant wishes for families that are struggling to provide Christmas. We're going to do our gift cards for our employees again this year. And we too are trying to figure out New Year's Eve. I think we're focusing on just doing gifts for our high-end players and limiting to that. I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Bobby. Let's go to live
thank you.
Casino with Anthony Ferenca, please.
Good morning, commissioners. I want to start by thanking everybody for their continued support through the COVID pandemic. It's certainly been a taxing time on us, and I want to thank you again for your support. I also want to wish everybody on the call a safe and happy Thanksgiving. It's right around the corner, so from our family to yours, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Our total revenue for the month in October was down about 1.2% year over year. That decline is primarily driven by a reduction in our food and beverage. To that point, our total gaming revenue for the month was up about 5% year over year, from $47 million last year to about $49.5 million this year. Slots were relatively flat. Tables up about 15%, helped by some increased hold. Poker was also up a modest 5%. So overall, fantastic month, great month for us given the reduction in promotions and events. We continue with that philosophy through the end of this year. And our primary focus, you know, continues to be safety. It has to be safety of our guests and team members. So we're continuing with that philosophy. Right now, similar to my colleagues, we're focused on the crowds that may come with Black Friday, with the mall next door, also New Year's Eve, trying to figure out how we're going to execute a safe plan for our most valued guests. Finally, worth mentioning, in the month of October, from October 12th through the 16th, a full week, we donated all the proceeds from our social gaming site to our friends at the USO. So roughly $15,000 was donated to the USO of Metropolitan Washington, Baltimore. Love to continue supporting those guys and thank them for trusting us to be their partner. And with that said, I'll open it up for any questions.
Well, thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Rocky Gap, Skylar Dice.
Good morning, Commissioners. So in October, we saw a 10.2% increase in overall gaming revenue, primarily driven by slot volume. Table games is down just a hair year over year, but volume-wise, we were right on par where we expected to be. Better weather continued to help. A great fall foliage season this year certainly helped as well. November is normally the start of our slower season as the weather starts to creep into winter season and fall comes to an end. This year, really no different. So volumes have kind of been in line with what we've expected and seen over previous years. We are also hosting a food drive in November, so our guests are able to bring in cans to donate, as well as our team members for the local food pantry. We're still doing limited promotional offerings on property to try to mitigate some of the crowds, and we are also taking a look at some of the new restrictions coming on this Friday evening. We'll be closing our two main restaurants at 10 o'clock, providing just takeout for our casino grab-and-go restaurant, and taking a look at what else we can do to continue to provide a safe, fun gaming environment for our guests and for our team members. And with that, I will take any questions.
Well, hearing none, Skylar, your presentation was pretty garbled this month. I don't know if you're in a different location, but we'll do better next month. So thank you. Let's go to Horseshoe.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Mariner, Commissioners, Director Medanek and staff. Horseshoe reported $12.1 million in slot revenues in October, up $1 million or 9% year-on-year, and attributed to just higher volume in general. Table games, however, a different story. We generated $5.3 million, down from $8 million last year, or 34%, both lower volumes and a continued low hold here recently. We've had a run of a number of progressive hits that have continued, but hoping to do better in the coming months. Like my colleagues, dealing with the new restrictions, and in Baltimore City, as you know, some additional restrictions. We are at 25% building occupancy, which creates a problem on the weekends at times, and that's something we monitor very closely. Similarly, no bars, closing our food outlets at 10 p.m., and then we no longer permit smoking on our outdoor gaming casino based on some local face covering orders. From a community perspective, we had an interesting event. Our executive chef, Chef Sam, did a virtual cooking demonstration for the Taste of Life, which supports the American Cancer Society. In addition to some cash donations we made, that effort raised over $100,000. So, you know, I think people are just getting very creative in how they do some of these charitable events, and that is our new normal for hopefully at some point that'll stop and we can get in person and do some things more experiential. We also are doing a number of holiday food drives for our local Baltimore City community. From an employee perspective, we're giving away employee turkeys this weekend, so I'll be out there putting turkeys in people's trunks. And then all the excess turkeys we have will donate to Paul's Place, a local charity here. A number of other celebrations for our team members. As you all know, this has been the most tumultuous year in our team members' I'm sure careers, and we want to at least end it on somewhat positive note and, you know, get into 2021 as soon as possible. As Anthony mentioned, you know, health and safety protocols are absolutely top of mind. All of our back of house collateral and signage and all the things we talk about behind the scenes, just 100% focus on health and safety. And, you know, at some point, again, we'll get back to a sense of normalcy and actually just start some marketing again. But, you know, exciting to end the year strong and looking forward to next year. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Well, Harry Young, thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Let's go to MGM with Jeff Schrader.
Morning, Commissioners. October revenue for MGM was soft, decreased 5.5% year over year, which was driven largely by an 11.5% decrease in table revenue. Slots were slightly up about 0.3%, and poker was down 21.1% year over year, which is not tremendously surprising given the format that we've got poker now with much fewer positions available. As with everyone else, health and safety is obviously at the forefront of our minds right now. We're happy to report that we're continuing to see good trends. Our safety committee continues to monitor the stats and the trends from the program and from our routine surveillance scans. And the number of incidents that we're seeing on mask enforcement, social distancing, and walkouts or anything like that has continued to steadily decrease. So we're very happy with where we are, and we think that people are growing accustomed to where things need to be in this new normal. And it's not so much of an uphill fight to get masks on and social distancing and things like that. As with the other properties, it sounds like we will be closing our restaurants at 10 p.m. As well as our in-casino bars in order to comply with the new executive order that goes into effect upcoming here shortly. In terms of promotions, we're continuing to slowly ramp back up. We don't want to go too crazy and allow too many people to congregate. We do have the November gift series. We've continued our very popular gift series. We have the turkey kiosk game in honor of Thanksgiving and a honey baked ham gift card giveaway. I'm happy to report that our theater is finally getting some use, although not in the traditional sense. We've partnered with the U.S. Air Force Band, who recorded a series of socially responsible concerts, and then they were streamed for Veterans Day. We're also getting ready to have a series of concerts by the group Straight No Chaser, who will be performing basically to an empty house. And it will be streamed on a pay-per-view type of basis on the internet. So I'm glad we can at least get our theater back up and doing something, even if it's not in the traditional sense. For September, our community report, we had a number of different engagement opportunities that our team took advantage of. For example, we had a group of employees who helped create bags of essential items for those transitioning out of homeless and domestic violence shelters. We had 17 members participate in a Food and Friends event where they helped pack meals. Then we had an event with the Washington football team where we packaged plastic bags of food items such as stuffing and potatoes and, you know, all the usual things for folks who may not have the opportunity to otherwise have a nice Thanksgiving dinner. So we're glad that our folks can finally start getting out and participating in those types of events again. And the response has been quite positive. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, thank you, Jeff. From the chair, I just want to reach out and thank all of you, our casino partners, in taking this seriously. We are all in this together, fighting hard to keep Maryland open for business and to keep you guys open for business. And it's critical that we continue in that vein, in that light. So thank you all, and a happy Thanksgiving to you all. Now we'll move to the staff reports, and we'll go with Gordon.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair and commissioners. A couple of news events that you're well aware of, obviously the referendum in early November on sports betting passed with a margin of about 2-1. So not a surprise, but nevertheless, a good next step in our development towards sports betting. And of course, we continue to work on developing the structure and the regulations that will be required. And we're looking forward to the legislature defining the structure of sports betting for us when they reconvene in January. Obviously, as everyone has mentioned, we're under new COVID restrictions. As you're aware, the state is now under mandatory telework. Our agency was probably already about 80% teleworking even before the last week. And probably the biggest impact of the new executive order is that we have had to pull back our sales reps out of the field. They had been going to retailers recently, but now they will revert to their pattern of before, which is to service the retailers via telephone, email, text, et cetera. And obviously, as you heard, the casinos are closing their food and beverage outlets by 10 o'clock. Nevertheless, on the lottery side, business is still amazingly strong. On the lottery, as you saw from the dashboard in your packages, we had an excellent October. And year to date, sales are up 15.8% and profits are up 14%. Another way to think of that is that we're running at a rate of about almost $30 million in profit above last year, with the first third of the year behind us now. The strength, as I think I've mentioned before, is in daily numbers, pick three, pick four, our monitor games, Keno and racetracks, and of course, instant tickets. And we continue to be soft in the national jackpot games, Mega Millions and Powerball. And for both of those games, the groups that govern those games have been working intensely on evaluating what is going on with those games and how to perhaps make some changes that will revive their trends. And going forward, as strong as the lottery is, we're seeing a little bit of slowdown in the growth rate, certainly not any declines, but we had, as you know, been running well, you know, double digits, even over 20%. Now we're probably closer to 10%, maybe a little bit below that. So again, not a concern, but you know, a slowdown from some of those heady numbers that we saw earlier in the year. And as you heard from all of the casinos, they're actually producing spectacular results, given that they're at 50% capacity and of course Horseshoe at 25%. Year to date, the casinos' revenue is only down 4%, and the contributions to the state are only down 3.7%. So remarkable work coming from the casinos. And that is it, and we will have three action items for you to be presented by Jim Logue, Leo Momorski, and John Mooney. And I'll be happy to take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you. So we'll go to Jim Logue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioners. Before I get into the action item this morning, does anybody have any questions on the monthly gaming report? Then we can get right into our, we can get right into our action item this month. MGM National Harbor has submitted a request to continue the temporary reduction of the authorized number of VLTs on its gaming floor and to continue to waive COMAR 36.04.02.02E2, which in part reads a temporary removal that is not restored to operation within 365 days, become a permanent removal. And that request will be for an additional 1 year period until December 8th of 2021. On November 21st of 2019, the commission granted MGM's request for an extension of a temporary reduction of the minimum authorized number of VLTs on its gaming floor and to preserve MGM's full 3,600 VLT allocation. That waiver will expire on December 8th, 2020, unless extended. MGM will maintain a minimum of 3,130, but not more than 3,600 VLTs until December 8th, 2021. The extension of these requests will allow MGM to explore potential opportunities for the further expansion of the gaming floor. MGM believes continuing the reduction for an additional 1 year period should be revenue neutral to positive for the state. The MGM request and the casino floor plan can be found on the MGM share drive under my confidential file. So today we actually have two items that we need to address. The first is a request for approval of MGM National Harbor's request to continue the temporary reduction of its VLT allocation, and staff recommends approval.
Well, we'll start with that. Anyone care to have any further discussion? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
Dirt, so moved. Jerry Williams.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. You want to go to the waiver now, please?
Okay, the second request is for the approval of MGM National Harbor's request to waive COMAR 36.04.02.02E2 to preserve MGM's full 3600 VLT allocation until December 8th, 2021. And staff also recommends approval.
Any discussion from the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
Doge, so moved.
And second?
Fager, second.
Thank you. We'll call the roll. Commissioner Boozer for approval?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Fager?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?